The water seemed to be climbing more slowly, but she knew that was only because it now had a bigger area to fill. They were sinking, all right. Time to get her stuff and get out of here. The water was almost to her knees by the time she waded out of the aft cabin, with her purse and the canvas tote bag in which she kept her knitting. She stuffed the jewelry box, her purse, and the scram bag into the knitting tote and zipped it closed, then stood at the bottom of the ladder and glanced around the cabin one last time before carrying it and the garbage bag up into the cockpit. Now he was steering with his eyes glued to the compass.
She needs more sail if we're going to make it. What about the engine?
The batteries must be just about under.
She unfurled the jib all the way, then trimmed the mainsail. The digital depth sounder read 32 feet, then 36, then 58, finally jumping to 92 feet before going blank at the same instant the lights in the other instruments went out. She studied the angle of the lights on Nevis and the dark loom of Horseshoe Point at the tip of St. Kitts before saying,
"I think we made it. It drops off to 17 fathoms right along here."
She slung the plastic bag with the rock overboard ahead of the boat and, carrying her knitting bag, went forward to inflate the life raft.
"Keep her going as long as you can."
"Jesus, Alice, I'm sorry."
"That's all right. It was time for a trip to the States and a new boat anyway."